Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki Ford. I'm Richard Andrew King, sitting in for Dr. Vicki again, who should be back next week. Apologize for the late delay. That was a Mercury retrograde glitch. Hate those things, but it does happen, so I'm sure you understand. So today's show is entitled Numerology Potpourri. Its purpose is to reveal and corroborate the connection of numbers to life across the very fields of life itself. So we'll be discussing three or four different subjects: fun number facts, numerology in the Bible, Hollywood's dark side and the master number 33, and time permitting, we'll discuss millennium mayhem, what the heck is going on in our world. If you would like to call in with a question or a comment today, here are the call-in numbers: 1-888-429-5471, or you can also call 1-530-763-1594. Now is a great time to call. If you had a question you wanted to ask last week and didn't get a chance, please dial that phone now and we'll get to your question. We'll also have some breaks between the different categories, which would be the best time to call, but I'll take your call at any time just to make sure that we serve you. So get on that phone if you want. I'm here for the whole hour. If you would like to contact me personally, my website is richardking.net. My email address is rich@richardking.net. My Twitter handle is the number 1RichKing, all one word. My Facebook page is King's Numerology. All of my books are located on my website and at Amazon.com under my full author name, Richard Andrew King. And for more information on numerology, please go to richardking.net/numerology. There you'll find an articles page with over 100 articles, lots of free tutorials, and so forth. So welcome, and let's get rolling. So fun numbers. Fun numbers shows you the reality of life and numbers itself in ways which you may not have conceived of. For example, the numbers associated with addresses, with highways, license plates, driver's licenses, movie characters, and on, all kinds of things have numbers that you would never guess were there, but are, and they relate directly to the action at hand. For example, in the movie Unforgiven, where Clint Eastwood plays William Money, a known thief and murderer, and he has two buddies in that show, Morgan Freeman, who plays Ned Logan, and James Woolvett, who plays the Schofield kid. So here's what happens. These guys are riding into the town of Big Whiskey. They pass a sign on the outskirts of town, which reads, Ordinance 14, no firearms in Big Whiskey. Now, who thought of using Ordinance 14? They probably did a PFA, a pluck from air on that one. The number 14 is appropriate because it is the number which deals with detachment, with letting things go. In this case, letting go of your guns when you enter the town of Big Whiskey. This is what William Money and his buddies had to do. Of course, they got into trouble because they didn't give up their guns. But that's one example. Here's another one, and we have lots of them. in the classic movie Dirty Dancing with Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. Toward the end of the movie, there is a wife who is straying from her husband, she's referred to as a bungalow bunny, to have an adulterous rendezvous with a resort staff member. The number that just happens to be on the door of the staff member's quarters where she enters to have this affair is the number 16, the great purifier, the energy of betrayal and adultery. Of all the numbers to pick in the world to put on a door where this action was taking place, the number 16 was chosen. Any number could have been, but no. Here's the number 16. Now, did somebody sit back and wonder, well, let's find what number represents betrayal and so forth? No, they didn't do that. This is just how real life works. Why? Because numbers are energy. Here are two more great examples. Highway, I-95 on the East Coast. I-95 is the most traveled and congested highway in the United States. It's on the eastern seaboard, of course, and it stretches for 1,919 miles, passing through every state along that East Coast up to Canada. So really, how much more perfect can this be? Why? Well, first of all, you have I, which is the ninth letter of the alphabet, is a nine. Nine is the number of humanity. Nine is the number of mankind. And this nine precedes the five. Five is the number of motion and movement. No two numbers together reference humanity more than the five and the nine. Five is the number of man. We have five fingers, five toes, five senses, all of that, all of us. And nine is the number of mankind. It's everybody. As we know, nine is all numbers. So to have I-95 as the most traveled corridor, highway corridor in the United States makes perfect sense. It is humanity in motion. So does that reflect on any other highways? Yes. Think of the east, or go from east to west. Now we're on the west coast and the I-5. Here again, we have I, the nine, and the five, both juxtaposed. You can go from, and I live in California, so you can go from the southern end of California and the Mexican border all the way up to Canada on I-5. So here we again, we see motion of the five with humanity and the nine. Coincidence? Not numerologically. Now, you don't see the most traveled road in the country being I-73 or I-37, if there is such a number, because those numbers are numbers of isolation and restriction. They don't involve humanity like the nine and the five do. So here's this one you can identify with completely. It's close to everyone, and that is Twitter. I know you know the answer to this, but how many characters does Twitter allow you to have when you create a tweet? If you said 140, you're absolutely right. And so we see the one and the four, which creates the five. And so here, once again, we see the five in motion. That number, by the way, from a numerological standpoint, also has a five capstone, a nine ad cap, and a one sub cap. Again, we see the five and the nine working together, and there's more traffic, message traffic, going through Twitter than any other venue. Makes total sense. So you might be thinking, well, what about this election we're going through? Crazy election, right? Well, we know it would be crazy year because this is 2016, and you can check the article 2016. There are a couple articles on my website that talk about the chaos of this year. The election is no different. When we see people, and we'll take Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, obviously, they are the presumptive nominees of their parties. How do their numbers relate to life? I have an article on my website entitled Presidential Election 2016, or 2016 Presidential Election, Clinton, Trump. You can read those. I talk about their numbers. There will be more articles coming, but that article is up there on my numerology page. Think, for example, of Donald Trump. Donald Trump speaks about building the wall, right? He talks about rebuilding our military, restructuring our financial agreements with other countries, creating jobs and putting people back to work, and on and on and on. Why would he keep saying this? Why is he involved in this energy of work and building? Donald Trump's life path is a four. Four is the energy of building, of development, of restructuring, of work, of security, of wealth and power. That's what he has done his whole life. His whole lessons in this incarnation have been to build, to be a developer, whether it's developing buildings or whether he wants to do now is help develop those principles in our country, which make it great again, as he would say, or to build the wall and to build our military. All that is in that scope of his four life path. But there's more. People are often talking about Trump being unpredictable. Even Trump himself says, I want to be unpredictable. I don't want our enemies to know what we're doing, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a very balanced and accurate tenet of warfare. Donald Trump's expression from his name is a five, the very energy of being unpredictable. That's why people can't get a grip on him. Five is the midpoint of the alphanumeric spectrum, the numbers 1 through 9. So it can move up and down that spectrum very easily. That's the spectrum of man. So he can go all the way down to the 1 and all the way up to the 9. So he's got the movement of the 5. That's why he's appealing to so many people. And also, if there's any number, and I mentioned this in my books, if there's any number that is Teflon, it is the 5. Nothing sticks to a 5. And just today I was watching a news commentator, and she mentioned herself. She says Donald Trump is Teflon. People cannot get a handle on him because he's unpredictable, he moves, he changes, and he's Teflon. That is his 5 energy. He also has a 99.9 PE, which is the role he will give in life, which, now jumping to Hillary Clinton, is what she also has in her chart. Both of these candidates have a 99.9 in their PE. 9 is the number of humanity, and they both appeal to humanity in different ways. That is the reality of their life, and that's what they're going through. The difference is that Hillary Clinton's basic matrix chart, her personal profile, has a lot of 3s, 6s, and 9s in it. The 6 and the 9 are both derivatives of 3, obviously. The 3 is the number of communication. It's the number of words. 9 is the number of law. 6 is the number of humanity on a personal level. So here we see Hillary Clinton with 3, 6s, and 9. So we see her appeal as well. The thing is that many people have commented that Hillary Clinton feels entitled to be president. This is a direct result of all of her 3 energy in her chart. She also has a 2 void. Another criticism that pundits have of Hillary Clinton is that she's not very personable. 2 is the number of being personal with other people. When we have a 2 void, then we have issues with close personal relationships. And that's where she has trouble with people on a close personal level. She can relate to them in the masses with her 99, but not on a 1-to-1. She has a very difficult time with that. That comes from her, not from her Clinton name, because 2, in case you're thinking about that, is a 2. The T is a 2. But her birth name is Hillary Diane Rodham. There are no T's, no B's, K's, or T's in that name. So now you can see why she has those issues. Now let's move away from politics. Let's talk about James Bond. This is a no-brainer. There's probably not a living soul on the planet who does not know the identifying numbers of the world's most famous British spy, James Bond. So what are they? 007. Why 007? How could there be any other number expressing the essence of a secret agent more than the number of secrecy, the 7? Now, do you think that James Bond's creator, Ian Fleming, took a numerology book off the shelf, learned about the number 7, had an epiphany, and labeled his famous character, with the numeric moniker 007? I don't think so. But as I have said forever, this is life. It just reflects itself in everything that we do. And once you start putting things together in your life and seeing how your numbers relate to your life and your family's lives and your relationships, you will be absolutely blown away. Numerology is the science of numeric coding. The sooner we reconcile ourselves to that, the better, and the more our consciousness will grow once we make this connection and we see it. That's why I'm doing this segment, to show you these connections. Now, here's another one. You know, it would almost be sacrilege to forget another of England's great super sleuths. Do you know who I'm talking about? Sherlock Holmes. He was ostensibly born, of course he's a fictional character, but he was ostensibly born on the 6th of January in 1854. That life path is a 7. Sherlock Holmes, that name, is a 1. So when we look deeper into his name, we see that Sherlock is also a 1, Holmes is a 9. So this generates a 191 pattern, one of independence and being original and powerful and having an ego. This is what that 191 is. And that's who Sherlock Holmes is, notwithstanding the fact that he is a super sleuth, just like James Bond. Furthermore, do you remember where Sherlock Holmes lives? 221B Baker Street. I know you will believe this now, but 221B is a 7. Baker Street is also a 7. And the soul of Baker Street is a 7. Now, do you suppose that the creator of Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, sat down at his writing desk, mused as to the numerical energies he wanted his protagonist to have, and subsequently come up with all this 7 energy? No. It's just when he's thinking secrecy, when he's thinking super sleuth, these energies are in his head. But this is how the universe works. He was so attuned to those energies that he ended up giving his character, the name, the address, everything that works perfectly, resonates perfectly with his character. Okay, who's another modern-day super sleuth? Jason Bourne. I don't know about you, I love the Jason Bourne movies. And America certainly can't allow England to have all the fun, right? So, Jason Bourne, general expression is a 44-8. His nature is a 77-5, master number. He also has 33 in his fifth house of letters. Now, so once again, we see the number 7 prominently displayed in this guy's nature. So the 77 makes him mentally quick and very mercurial. 5 is rule speed, as we've talked about. 7 is secrecy, it's privacy, it's what secret agents do. And his 44-8 expression reveals his ability to manage just about everything. I mean, the guy pops up, he goes across borders. We don't know how he got there, but he works his way at it. So there he is, there's Jason Bourne. Is this an accident? No. So let's move more into the political realm in a sense. Let's talk about the White House. Boy, that White House has probably had more chaos in it because of its political nature in dealing with foreign governments, foreign leaders, its own people, and so on, than any other house in the country. So this number, White House, guess what? White House is a 52-7. By the way, John F. Kennedy's life path also had 52-7. So there you go. There's the part of the privacy, the secrecy, because there's a lot of secrecy going on in the White House, but there's also the turmoil which the 7 can bring into somebody's life path or into that life. Abraham Lincoln. Let's talk about him. Abraham Lincoln is arguably the greatest president who ever lived. And what is the number identifying his presidency? Abe Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States. Lincoln was certainly tested in his presidency. And without Lincoln, I don't know what we would have done when you think about the decisions this man had to make on a moment-to-moment basis. So he lived in the White House, which is a 7 energy, the address of which is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So there's another 16. And Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States. Is that coincidence? I don't think so, especially when you think that Lincoln was elected to his presidency at the same time the South seceded from the Union, and he was assassinated just within weeks after the Civil War was over. So it was in his destiny to be in that spot at that particular time. So let's talk about George Washington. Now, you can also make the argument that Washington was the greatest president of the United States. I would give him second spot, frankly, to Lincoln, because Lincoln was dealing with his own people. Washington was dealing with a foreign government. But Washington and Lincoln, by the way, both had 44-8 in their charts. This is the number of the CEO of generalship, of management. The specific expression of Abraham is itself a 44-8. The PE of George Washington houses a 44-8. So both of these gentlemen were gifted with qualities of generalship and managerial skill and CEO's energies. Here's another thing about Lincoln. His life path was a 5. His material soul is a 5. And Washington's soul, by the way, was a 5. So their mutual desires were focused on freedom, which, by the way, resonates with America's 5 material soul and her 5 life path. Is it any coincidence that arguably our two greatest presidents had 5 dominant in their charts in a country whose life path is a 5 and whose material soul is a 5? I don't think so. These are men whose destinies energetically reflected the times. They were the right men at the right time, and they stood for freedom of action, which is what America was, right? Washington had to deal with a rebellion because all 5s rebel. That's what Donald Trump and this whole election is about, even with Bernie Sanders. It's a 5 energy. And this year, 2016, has a 5 subcap. So this is about rebellion, about revolt. And this is surely a political season of revolt. Washington had that. He revolted against the British Empire and King George III. Lincoln had to deal with his own internal revolt and revolution. This is just amazing stuff. I've been writing about this now for 36 years, and I hope to God that some of you start realizing this great truth, that numbers are life, that your lives are in your numbers. They are in your full name at birth and your birth date. Not only your lives, but the lives of your family, your friends, your children, your spouses, everyone's life is there. If you will take time to study this information, your consciousness will expand beyond areas you never thought possible. Okay, now, there's a whole lot more we can talk about. I do want to bring up, I've got a call. Let's take this call. I've got a call from Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hello there, Richard. I'm hearing all of the talk about sevens and nines and the one wonderful time I had a session with you, which you were, I told a friend of mine, Dr. Vicky, I told her you were like healing balm to my very soul. But
thank you.
This being a seven and wanting to be by yourself, and having a lot of nines in my number, which you told me I do, nines,
yes,
in my chart.
Right.
I sometimes, well, many times, feel a need to be on stage to just want to make the world a better place for myself and for others. But I am so conflicted. So I wish you would talk a little bit more about the struggles when your numbers are so, they seem to oppose each other.
Well, they do, and there are 3 common opposites in numerology: the 1 and 2, the 4 and 5, and the 7 and 8. Now, in your case, you have 7 energy dominant in your chart, but you also have 9, and a lot of people do. I will say this too, and this is something you need to understand. When you look at the charts of substantially famous people, The two numbers that are dominant in their charts are the number 7 and the number 9. Why? The number 9 is the energy of mankind. It is the public stage. It is everybody. So when you are involved in that energy, this is what takes you out on stage. Anybody that is in the media world, whether they're in the movies, they're on stage like you are, or they're writers, whatever, in whatever way they connect with the public at large, they will have 9 energy in their chart. There's no way they could not be, because that's the energy that's pulling you to that level. Now, the 7, the reason great people have 7 in their charts, and 7 is the number of spiritual testing, by the way. It is a number that creates the most problems, but also has within it the most spiritual potential. People with 7 energies are driven deeply within themselves to a deeper sense of spirituality than, say, somebody who had no 7s. So great people are always in touch with the emotional framework of everybody, because they've got the 9s and you've got the 7s, and that's what you have in your chart. Please understand that, yes, 7 can be difficult and be conflictive, but we need to use, I have a lot of 7 in my chart as well. In fact, all of my numerology work has been because of all of my turmoil in my life. I was seeking answers, and 7s seek answers. But out of our struggles can come all of this beautiful energy and understanding that we can share with other people. We just have to understand what's going on. So we expect to be driven inside. We expect to be being alone. In fact, a lot of actors and people in your profession have 7s. They're shy. They want to express themselves publicly. And that's a good thing, because they have that depth of action. So within them, where somebody with no 7s, as I said, would not have that depth of substance. 7 is the deepest of all numbers. The master number that's associated with the 7 is the 88. 88 or 16, and no number is more spiritually positive than the 88. Now think of this. If we need to advance from level to level to level, and I'm thinking advancing in ascending form, like we're climbing a ladder, we have to be tested. So in a way, I believe God gives us this 7 energy to test us. And I tell everybody, if you have 7, this is the number of spiritual testing. The way to manage that energy is to keep everything pure, because 7s can involve betrayal, they can involve adultery, they can involve chaos, they can involve all kinds of things. But those circumstances are given to us to overcome. And once we overcome them, then we move up to the next rung of the ladder. And you're not alone. 1/9 of the population in the world has a 7 life path. And by the same token, 1/9 has a 7 expression, and 1/9 have a 7 PE. Everybody has 7s in their charts, but some people, like you and myself and others, have more dominant 7. So we are the people who take things internally, we reflect, we analyze, and when we do that and we look at the outside world, we get this conflict, my God, because the world is really an 8 energy. It's external. The 7 is all internal. So we just have to know that our path is an internal one, and to be part of this world, but not to be consumed by it. To live in the world, but not to be of the world. That's really what we have to do when we have these conflicts within. So that's what I would recommend you do, and everybody that has that issue, and be happy for the 7 energy. Because if we don't have it, how can we pass the test? How can anybody get from first grade to second grade to third grade, through elementary school, through junior high, through high school, through college, through grad school, in life, without being tested? So, yes, it's difficult, it's challenging, but that's what we need to understand. We're being challenged so that we can move up. It's our time to make spiritual progress. That's what you have to remember, in my mind.
Yes. Well, you said PE. What does that mean? The PE,
when you combine the life path of a person with their expression, their name. The expression is the name of the person at birth. The life path comes from the birth date. When you combine those two, then that becomes a performance or experience that you will give in life. So if you, the actress, have a number, then you add that to the script of your life, which is your life path, and then you're going to get a performance. And so whatever, that's what the PE is. It means performance experience. It's what you will come to know. It is the performance that you will give on the great life stage. Do you know what your PE is that I tell you? I'm sure you...
Tell me again, please.
I don't know. I don't have your chart up. So and I don't want to take time away from people to dig into my files to get your chart.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to do that either. I just know that the one time, like I mentioned earlier, when I talked to you, you were like healing balm to my soul because I was just considering whether or not to step out on the stage and to get in life. I'd been spending a lot of time alone, and because of that one session with you, I can feel myself growing by leaps and bounds because I am out there and I am trying and I feel better about myself, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, I'm so grateful.
And I will let you get back to your wonderful teaching, and I want to listen to you some more.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Sandy.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So I think you got the message, folks, about the relationship of numbers to life. And if you need to know your numbers, you can buy any of my books. I would start with The King's Book of Numerology, Volume 1, Foundations and Fundamentals. You can get that through my website, richardking.net, or at Amazon. Or, if you don't want to purchase the book, in my article section on my numerology page of richardking.net, you will find tutorials that will teach you how to compute your name, your life path, your PE, the reality you will give in life or to come to know in life. All of that is there. So that's available to you as well. All right. So keep looking for those things in your life. Look for numbers and then learn to associate those with what's going on, because it's there. It's right in our faces. We just have to be aware of what's really going on. God talks to us in numbers. Numbers are one of the greatest communication systems known in the universe. But they're not just arithmetic ciphers, mathematical ciphers or numbers. They are labels for energy fields. And once we learn how to interpret and decode this language, you will see something like you've never known before. Your life will change. It will revolutionize. Trust me, it will happen. Okay, now let's talk about numerology in the Bible. This is a fascinating subject to me. Oftentimes I get people who are Christians who understand what I'm saying, and then people go, no, this is demonic. My minister, my pastor, my reverend told me not to believe in numerology. And I'm thinking, how could somebody possibly say that? The Bible is the richest numerological work on the planet. I don't understand how anybody who reads the Bible cannot see the connection between numbers and life. They're just staring you right in the face. From the first line of Genesis, where on the first day God created, one is the number of Genesis. On the seventh day, he rested. In its highest sense, seven is the number of perfect rest, of bliss. It can be chaos on its opposite side, as we've talked about, and it can bring spiritual testing. But in its highest form, it can be a resting time. So I want to give you some examples using the number 3, the number 4, and the number 7. These numbers are massively stated in the Bible. For example, let's take the number 3. How many tribes of Israel were there? 12, right? 1 and 2 make a 3. How many disciples did Christ have? 3. 12, right? Again, we see the 12. Christ was denied 3 times by Peter. He was betrayed by Judas for how many pieces of silver? 30. That's a 3 in reduction. He was crucified on the cross with 2 others, which makes a total of 3. And he rose on what? The 4th day? The 5th? No. He rose on the 3rd day. In Genesis 6:3, it is stated that a man's years shall be 120. 120 reduces to a 3. How many sons did Noah have? You guessed it, 3. Genesis 6:10. The length, and this gets really into the weeds, but listen to this. The length of Noah's ark was 300 cubits, its height 30 cubits. It possessed 3 stories. That's in Genesis 6, 15, and 16. Adam lived for 930 years. That's in Genesis 5, 5. That, again, is a 3 in reduction. 9 plus 3 or 12, 1 plus 2 or 3. And how many days and nights was Jonah in the belly of the whale? 3. Wow. And how many wise men came to visit Jesus when he was born? 3. And what do you suppose is the number associated with the phrase, Jesus of Nazareth? You're right, it is a 3. Not only this, but the general expression of Jesus of Nazareth is a 66. 66 is the master energy of personal love. The 3 is expression. And the word Bible itself is a 3 when you add up the letters. It's absolutely stunning. And this is demonic? Are you kidding? This is divine code. This, I don't know what it all means, but when you start looking at that, there's no way a logical person could say, oh, this is just coincidence. But why the number 3, for example? The 3 is the Trinity, body, mind, spirit, in a material sense, but it also rules the divine Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Master, Disciple, Word. It is mother, a father, mother, child, and so forth. 3 is the number of perfection. It is the number of bringing everything together and integrating the body, mind, and spirit. Hence, the number 3. 3 also rules life. It rules children. And here's a very interesting fact. The word live is a 3 energy. But even more intriguing is that the word evil is live spelled backwards. So that's a 3 obviously as well. So this gives rise to the concept that if we're living positively, we're reflecting the true essence of the word live. If contrarily, we're living backwards, we're living in a negative way, thus the word evil. So the words evil and live are two sides of the same energetic coin of the 3, which represents life itself. In fact, when you look at the works of Nikola Tesla, he wanted all of his formulae to be divisible by 3. And Nikola Tesla was one of the most brilliant minds ever. So we need to think about that. And then think about the number 3 in the Bible. Now, let's go to the number 40. So here we go. After Noah built the ark, it rained for how many days? 40 days and 40 nights. That's in Genesis 7:4. The flood was on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And when the flood waters abated, Noah opened the windows of the ark on the 40th day. Genesis 8:6. Furthermore, we read in Genesis, this is 8:3-6. So in 3, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, why would it be 150? Interesting. The waters were abated. So why? 150 days. That's a 6. 1, 5. We've come home. 6 is the number of home. And the ark rested in the 7th month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. Rested. We're back to the 7. What happened on the 7th day? God rested. And where did the ark just happen to rest in the 7th month? Are you getting it? And then the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. That's in Genesis 8:5. So why the 10th month? The 10th is a 1. And it even said on the first day of the month. So here we have new beginnings. We have action, we have a genesis, a new beginning, the ark lands, and now we see here that the waters start decreasing continually until the 10th month. And then it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Note the end of the 40 days, so the end of what is called the structural cycle. 4 is the number of structure. 4 is the number of dedication. 4 is the number of devotion. 4 is the number of self-control, of abnegation. Think of Moses leading the children of Israel out of bondage. And how long were they in the wilderness? 40 years. And how many days was Moses on Mount Sinai? and getting the Ten Commandments, 40 days and 40 nights. That's in Exodus 34:28. And just how many days did Jesus fast in the desert? 40 days and nights. That's in Matthew 4:2. And how many days did he visit his apostles after his ascension? 40 days. Are you connecting the dots, the spiritual, internet, energetic, divine dots of life? All these references give rise to the spiritual meaning of the number 40, as well as establishing the Bible as a clear and profound historical and numerological work. It's clear from these examples that 40 is the number of spiritual cleansing, testing, purification, established in a structure of separation, deprivation, devotion, determination, disciplines, denial, all of those that we've talked about. In other words, there is a definite framework and structure to spirituality. The number 7. Now, this is really interesting. The number 7 is mentioned in the Bible no less than 668 times in 562 verses. You can check that out. My reference was Bible on the Web. Just use the concordance and type in the number 7, and that's how you come up with this stuff. So we know that God rested on the seventh day and blessed it. That's in Genesis 2:3. Canaan lived 70 years. That's in Genesis 5:12. The days of Lamech were 777. Genesis 5:31. Christ and the 7 loaves of bread, St. Matthew 15:36. And the 7 baskets, St. Matthew 15:37. And the 7 brethren, St. Matthew 22:25. The book of Revelation is a cornucopia of the number 7. If you've ever read Revelation, I would suggest you do it. It'll almost make your head swim. I do not know what it all means. But the 7 is so in your face, you cannot resist it. For example, these are just some of the examples of how the number 7 is used in the book of Revelation. There are mention of 7 heads, 7 crowns, 7 kings, 7 golden vials, 7 angels, 7 last plagues, 7 seals, 7 spirits, 7 starts, 7 horns, 7 eyes, 7 trumpets, 7 thunders, 7 churches, 7 golden candlesticks. It almost never ends. Why? Why the number 7? As Pythagoras said, 7 is the most spiritual of all numbers because it is a synthesis of the 4, the square of matter, and the 3, the trine or the triangle. It is the triangle of the spirit. So we have the matter and spirit coming together in the number 7. And this is very interesting. And Sandy, thank you for your call, because it's perfect. And no, we didn't plan it, folks. It just happened that way. Yes, life is. But here's the interesting fact. The number 3 has a master number. Its master number root is 66. Okay, that's the master number associated with the number 3. Every single number has a master number, but only one master number. The master number associated with the square, or the number 40, the number 4 in particular, is the 22. When you combine those two master numbers, 66 and 22, what do you get? 88, the most spiritual of all the master numbers. 88 represents massive energy of engagement, connection, and interaction with all that is internal, with the internal world. There's this one saint, Saint Charan Singh. When he was born, he actually had 2 birth names. Both of those names not only had the same basic matrix, but they both had an 88-16-7 general expression. And of course, he's a saint. Now, there is a dark side. Remember, every number has 2 sides. You take somebody like Stalin. He had an 88 in his soul. So you can be just as demonic as you can spiritual. And that's what we always have to understand about numbers. There is a light side and there is a dark side. If we operate on the light side and we take the lessons, we deal with the chaos, and we keep our lives pure and, frankly, holy, not just H-O-L-Y, but W-H-O-L-L-Y, and we work in the energy of the spirit, that will all be good. We will pass the test. If, however, we get into the dark side of that number and we start betraying people and we start committing adultery and we start lying and cheating and all of that, that will come back to us, because the great law of this dimension is karma. We cannot escape our karma. It's impossible. In fact, I'd like to, since we brought that up, or I brought it up, I'd like to read this to you. This is a poem. You can find it. It's in Millennia Shift Part 2 on my website. It's at the bottom of that article. It's called The King of Laws. That's not my name. You'll understand the context when I read it. It's very short. It says, "Whatever you are reaping now, you yourself have sown before. This is not lore, but karma. Whatever you have ever sown, the same shall you reap and own. This fact forever known as karma. Whatever you have ever done will never catch you as you run. Good or bad, you can't outrun your karma. Every action has reaction, every consequence its cause. Karma is the king of laws. So, dear friend, be wise or foolish, but take heed. Every deed will make you bleed, or laugh, or smile, or cry. Karma." And that is what the 88-16-7 is all about, spiritual development. Keep it pure, you'll be fine. If you get off track, then you're going to have trouble. Now, I want to go to, anybody else wants to call in? Now's a good time, because we're almost done. We've got about 9 minutes left. So I promised to talk about Hollywood celebrities, numerology of the dark side. Have you ever noticed that in Hollywood, with all that culture, there is a lot of turmoil involving drugs, sex, addiction, and destructive lifestyles? What's the answer? Can we find one? Well, the answer is yes. When you do the charts of celebrities, it's very clear. Now, I'm going to mention some names, but what I'm going to tell you is neither intended to extol nor defame any person. This information is being offered simply as a means of relating the numbers in one's life with the events and circumstances of their lives and destinies to further the understanding of numerology as a science. How else can the science grow if we don't look at the evidence? So, Hollywood, the very name just conjures up all kinds of things. Stars, starlets, talent galore, extravagant red carpet events, da-da-da-da-da. But why is there such an abundance of shipwrecks, train wrecks, human wrecks in Tinseltown? It's not an illusion. Here's why. We talked about this earlier, the number 33. Three is a number of self-expression. It is a number of communication. It is a number that deals with self-expression. Actors have to have self-expression. Communicators have to communicate. You will find the number three in the charts of anybody who is an avid communicator. If you were to do the numbers of people on the news, or the people on TV, or actors or actresses, you will find the number 33 prolific throughout. It's the culture. It's just there. It has to be, because three is a number of communication. It's 11 times three. That's powerful. But as in all of life, numbers have two sides, and there is a dark side to the number 33. Because three rules pleasure, so many people, when they have the 33 in their charts, turn to partying, to pleasure, sensual pleasure particularly, because the 33, 3 plus 3 make a 6, that is the number of personal love, especially of sex. And so they get involved in this uncontrolled, wanton partying, sex, drugs. It's because it's all pleasure-based, lust and addiction. I call the 30 the pleasure opiate. In fact, in my mind, from my 36 years of numerology, no number is more dangerous to destroying souls than that number 37, because it is so filled with pleasure that if people do not put a lid on it and use discipline, and in some cases denial of the pleasure through self-control, then they're going to succumb to it, and that's going to take them down a very dark road. 33 is arguably one of the most artistic, self-expressive, and communicative numbers of any number, when it's used positively. the sky's the limit. But when it's used negatively, there is no bottom to the abyss, as we have seen. And the world, frankly, is all too familiar with stars and starlets, celebrities and world icons who have fallen prey to the siren song of the 33's pleasure-drenched whirlpool. Now, I'm going to mention some names. All the names on this fallen list have the master 33 dominant in their king's numerology chart. In their cases, the 33 created either shadows and discomfort and discord, or in some cases, death. But it was, in that sense, the dark energy. So here are some names. Amy Winehouse, Anna Nicole Smith, Britney Spears, Charlie Sheen, Chris Farley, Corey Monteith, Elvis Presley, Heath Ledger, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, are you getting the hint? Jimi Hendrix, John Belushi, Lindsay Lohan, Marilyn Monroe, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Phil Spector, River Phoenix, Sigmund Freud, who committed doctor-assisted suicide, Tiger Woods, Whitney Houston, and the latest casualty, Prince. All of these people had the number 33 dominant in their charts, and in one way or another, they have experienced the negative, dark side of that, some to their own chagrin. And they ended up getting involved in drugs, in sex, in other kinds of alcohol, whatever. By the way, alcohol is a 66, so there you have a sibling to the 33. So you have a love, the 66, of pleasure, which is the 3. So the numbers 33 and 66 are really potent potions for problems that can deal with addiction and pleasure. Now, on the positive side, you see people who have used this number 33 extremely well. Winston Churchill. I don't know if you know this. Winston Churchill was a great painter. He was a great orator. And without Winston Churchill, I doubt if we would have ever, we being the Brits and the Americans and all our allies, would have won World War II. It was his communicative ability that allowed him to communicate to other people. Martin Luther King also had the number 33 in his chart. Jackie Robinson, one of the greatest people in the United States. If you don't know him, some of you younger people, he was the first black baseball player that had to breach that whole white race baseball mentality. A lot of people didn't like Jackie Robinson, but he was a great soul, and he had great courage, and he had great class, by the way, which is really awesome. Mother Teresa, she's another person who had the 33 dominant in her chart. Wyatt Earp, he had 33. Howard Hughes. Now, Howard Hughes did have some issues, but his legacy is huge. You can't deny him his legacy. Helen Keller, one of my heroes in life. This woman is one of the giant icons of all time. In fact, it was Mark Twain who said there were two people in his life that he would have liked to have met. One of them was Napoleon. The other was Helen Keller, to show you how much weight she had during her lifetime. George Patton also had the number 33 dominant in his chart. George Armstrong Custer, he had the 33. Babe Ruth had it, and we know Babe Ruth was a partier, but he was a good guy. So these are people that have used this positively. Now, we've just got about a minute and 50 seconds left, so I want to thank Dr. Vicky for letting me host her show and trusting me in these last 2 weeks. I hope it was enjoyable for you. Hope it wasn't too boring. And also, of course, Don Newsome for putting all this on. Without Don and his brother, we wouldn't even have a show. And just remind you that if you would like to contact me for anything numerological, my website is richardking.net. And my email is rich@richardking.net. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, my handle is 1, Rich King. On my Facebook page, it is King's Numerology. You can also find me on Facebook as Richard Andrew King. And my author name on Amazon.com is Richard Andrew King. I currently have 17 books available for you to read. There's a lot of knowledge. My tagline for my books is powerful knowledge for a powerful life. I believe in what I do. I believe in sharing this knowledge with you. Once you get it, you understand it, it will expand your consciousness way beyond what is normal in our world, because you will start seeing a divine reality to creation, to your destiny, to everybody's destiny in your lives. So I would recommend you learn how to do your own basic matrix and those of others. So once again, folks, thank you so much for joining us today on Dr. Vicki's show. She should be back next week. So this is Richard King signing off for Dr. Vicki Ford and Living Your Soul's Journey.